The national president of the Farmers and Fishers Award Winners Association, Philip Abayori, has congratulated farmers on their hard work and contribution to feeding the nation. Speaking to Radio Ghana on his expectations in 2014, the national president said he expects his colleague farmers to do better in the new year. He also called for timely release and supply of agrochemicals and implements to farmers to enable them to increase and improve on productivity. He asked the sector ministry to consider the establishment of value chain post-harvest system and standardization throughout the country. He spoke to George Ankra.
What we expect to do is to do better than what we have done in 2013. And definitely things we have not been able to do in 2013, we should be able to do them in 2014. And in the agricultural sector, what we need to emphasize on is timely delivery of agro inputs to the farmers, and also ensuring that we emphasize on the development of irrigation potentials. Then thirdly, infrastructure, post-harvest infrastructure should be put in place to ensure that at least what we have said in 2013 relating to post-harvest, and even the theme of the 2013 National Farmers Day, which emphasized on the reduction or eradication of post-harvest, and then nutrition and food security. We need to ensure that we are able to implement policies that will be geared towards establishment of value chain post-harvest management system. And then we need to also be able to enforce the law of standardization, where our standardization policy is focused on ensuring that everywhere across the country, from farm gate, produce are weighed on the scale and to the market, where the consumer will be able to budget himself and know how much he needs to spend for food. And I think all this, if we are able to put in place, will ensure that at least the agricultural sector will be sanitized, and we will be able to increase production since the post-harvest systems are enhanced. The third is for us to have an environment that makes free access to irrigation credit facilities. Why do I say so? If the farmers and fishers have difficulties in acquiring credit facilities, what will happen is that there will be low productivity generally. Why they could not have enough to be able to expand their farm operations. They cannot also be able to at least add value to their produce, or also be able to enhance technology, appropriate technology to reduce, the ineffectiveness in the production cycle.
Mr. Abayori agreed to a suggestion that district authorities should purposefully reserve land for farming in the rural community. He wished farmers and Ghanaians a happy new year and urged everybody to patronize locally produced goods to promote economic development.
I think that you are right. We should have designated areas. Some of the lands can be reacquired. Those that have already been acquired and they have not been compensated for, we make efforts to acquire them and make them agricultural lands. Institutionalize them that they cannot be used for property development and this, but they will be only for agriculture. And by doing that, I think that we'll have what we call an agricultural enclave. And those enclaves can exist in urban areas, they can exist in districts and regions where even development is taking place, agriculture is running concurrently. Because don't forget, the people who will build those houses will eat. And if you do not create avenues for lands that are very secured for production, when the population grows so much, we'll have difficulties in feeding ourselves because there will be less land for us to use for production.
Your suggestion that we should make use of science and technology in the agricultural subsector. A lot of pensioners and youth are interested to go into agriculture. People are considering how to go into grass cutter breeding, rabbitry, snails and mushroom cultivation because they do not require large acres of land. But how to learn the process is what they consider expensive. In your position as the president of the association, is there anything you want to do to help those who want to go into this sector to learn at an affordable rate or fee?
Yeah, what we are doing is that by February 2014 or January, we will have our website in place. We will give various information regarding to people can download manuals of various production techniques. And then you could also have online contact with various award winners who can at least give you information. And if you are also within the proximity of where an award winner is, you can go to his farm. We're offering this free of charge for the meantime, so that at the end of the day, the youth, for all those who want to go into agriculture, can at least benefit from. I think we shouldn't make things difficult for people that want to come into agriculture, because it's our nation building. stakeholders. And we as an association will ensure that whatever information that is available to support people to be able to come into the industry, we make it available and support them to be able to have their livelihood. We should continue what we are doing and try to increase our efforts and then be resilient in our work. Try to work purposely to try and then increase productivity and then profitability to be able to feed ourselves and also feed other nations.
National President of Farmers and Fishers Award Winners Association, Philip Abayori, talking to George Ankra.